Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here, and I have brought on a special guest. You may have heard her before. She's been on the podcast a couple times. I am joined by Katie Mascari, who is the Director of Career Services and Coach Resources here at HCI, and she's here to talk about the HCI community. Katie, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I am great, and I'm so excited to be back and talk about this really amazing new community space that we have for our tribe.
So Katie, what exactly is HCI Community?
It's a space. It's an online platform that we have created for our tribe. And by the tribe, I mean our students and our graduates, our active coaches, our graduates. And this is a place where everybody can come and connect. And it truly is their own space. While people are going through our course, we've got all these great tools for them. You know, we've got the Facebook pages, the chats, all of these great things. But then as our students move through their journey, they need kind of this next bridge. So that, all right, they're kind of leaving the comfort of their class, of their cohort, and now they're ready to expand their communications to all students and all coaches and our graduates. So this is the space where that is going to happen. Again, Hannah, it really is a place where they can talk to one another live. They can, you know, there's a live feed that they can post. They can become connected with what other coaches are doing. And it's just a place for sharing that they drive. And it's nice because it is, unlike Facebook, this is internal. This is our space. So it's so incredible and so exciting.
That does sound really exciting. I love that because community is such a big part of what we have here at HCI. You know, like the course is great, Carrie and Stacey are awesome, but really it's the community. And so being able to sort of have that live on even after your course, that's an awesome thing. So this sounds like it's going to be a great tool for our current students and students to come. So when exactly did this launch?
Launched officially on January 22nd, so not too long ago, about
brand new, yeah,
brand spanking new. But it, you know, it was a labor of love. It really was my world for the past couple of months, and it's so exciting to see it come to fruition. People have just jumped on, and we have such great response from our users and our members in the community right now.
Who can be a part of this HCI community? Can like anybody? Like, can I be part of it?
This is a very sacred space. Really, what we're doing is we're leaning towards and focusing on students that are beginning Pillar 3 in their journey in BHC. We want you to be in Pillar 3 or beyond to come and join the community. That's when you will get an active invitation to join. And then coaches as well. Graduates, anyone that's a part of that HCI community. So, you know, for other people that are not involved or have not taken our courses or are in our courses, they will not be on this site. This is literally just our students. So Pillar 3 and beyond, obviously anyone that's graduated, our coaches, and then anyone in our mastery or any other program as well that HCI has. In addition to that, we do have employers, whether they're functional medicine doctors or corporations or maybe corporate wellness firms, they can come on and join the community and post jobs that they have available and opportunities, and also search the directory of our coaches. So really those are the people that are on, but it is kind of a sacred space just for our large tribe. And when I say that, you know, eventually we could be moving to having over 5,000 of our community on the site. So it's, like I said, it's getting big, and it's just, we're really going places.
That's pretty cool. It's like that exclusive HCI club that you all want to be a part of.
Yes.
So why did HCI develop this service?
Number one, I was hearing when I would be talking to some of our students and they would contact me on a couple of different reasons. One would be, hey, you know, how do I get connected with employers who might be looking for me or for coaches? So that was one reason. But then, you know, I kept hearing and seeing a lot of posts and questions on anybody out there working with a diabetes patient or client. Is anyone out there, did you have a success story about X, Y, and Z? So the students were looking for other grads and students. And the ways that which they were able to do that were fine, but it wasn't streamlined. So that was, I guess, the second reason. And then there's a third reason as well, is this is so cool because anyone on the HCI community, you can go in and search by map and see where your fellow coaches are.
Wait, what? That's awesome.
It is. It's great. So let's say, so it solves the question of, all right, how do employers get connected to our students and our coaches? And that then solves, all right, how do coaches and students connect with each other, generally speaking, or within kind of categories that they want to learn about? And then also, if I have someone coming to me saying, I really want to connect with someone in this location, all I need to do is pull up the map, or they can go on HCI community, pull up the map, and see exactly the city, the location, exactly where their other community members are and contact them directly. So it is, like I said, Hannah, it is really just taking this whole tribe to the next level and giving them the power to connect with each other once they have kind of left the safety of their cohort.
So cool. So basically, I can, as an employer, go on, be like, I really could use some health coaches in my practice, and then find them in a community in a certain area, and then be able to hire them directly from our school. Or you can find that accountability partner in your town and have like coffee with them every week. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. And it's funny that you bring that up because there's actually a feature on the site where if you are, let's say you're a coach and you're going to work from a cafe today and you'd love for any other local coaches to meet you, there's a place where you can actually put on there, hey, I'm going to be at this location, come and join me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really neat. Or if a lot of our coaches, you know, they're holding their own events. They might be doing a workshop or a talk. They can actually post that event and what they're doing on this site. Not only does it give others ideas to share, but if you're in the area, if you know someone, you could say, hey, check out this event. So it really is that full circle of being able for our coaches and students to connect with each other, to share their successes, to learn more about what's going on and what is happening with our other tribe members. You know, what has been successful? What have they tried? Really that space to share. And within the community, there are certain groups. So for example, right now, I think there are about 25 different groups that they can join within the community that talks about certain aspects of coaching. So maybe it's emotional eating. Maybe it's a diabetes group. We have a specific group for fitness trainers. If you're a fitness trainer and a coach through our community, join here. So it really, not only do you have the general population of our tribe, but you can narrow it down and share all these different ideas in all these different categories. So it's really managed by our members. You know, this is not something that HCI is going on and putting on information and news or whatever. This is really a space where the students and coaches will run it and build it. And that is going to help them. I had someone just recently find a mentor. She said, you know what? I'm just starting my coaching experience. I would love to find a mentor. So she posted, we have an opportunity area. She posted that she needed a mentor and what she needed and got connected with another coach in our community.
Nice. So it sounds like it's a win-win for coaches as well as employers, as well as, you know, just everyone in general for the HCI community. Do you have any other favorite features for the HCI community?
You know, I just love it all. I love it from the standpoint that I feel like when someone reaches out to me for help, whether it be helping me connect with someone, you know, help me, Katie, connect with someone, or I have a functional medicine doctor that says I need a coach, I have a way to very, very quickly make those connections. And then also it gives the students the power and the coaches the power to do that. As far as features, I love it all, Hannah. And I'm telling you, one of the coolest things is there's a people tab. And when you go to the people tab, you can search every single member of the community. You can search them by name or by location or simply by their specialization or niche. So if you've got someone that you're looking to connect with, another coach that might be focusing on, let's say, weight loss. So anyone that is interested in connecting with other coaches who maybe are focusing on the niche weight loss, there is a way that you just simply put a filter in that says weight loss, and it will pull up every coach who has identified themselves in dealing with weight loss. So you can get very specific about finding others in your community and what they're doing. Or maybe they're, you know, we have a lot of nurses in our community. Maybe they would like to connect with every other nurse in our community that's on the site. They can go to the people area and do a search and add nurses as a filter and pull up anyone in our community who is also a nurse.
This is so cool. You know, I've heard about things like this, but I've never heard about it for health coaching specifically. I know that my sister-in-law, who is a neurologist, she has like a forum that she got through her like residency where they go on and then, you know, they're able to like discuss different things that they're working on. But now there's one for health coaches. I've never heard of one like that for health coaches.
Well, I don't think there is. We are the pioneers. And it really all just started with how do we connect our alum mm-hmm. and how do we connect with employers? And it really has grown to this. And we have big plans for this. This is only the start. There are so many different ways in which we're looking at using this platform. But, you know, we need everybody on here. So come and join and participate. It's pretty amazing. You know, when I think about what can be done, we already have actions. It's only been launched for 3 weeks, Hannah, and we already are thinking about ways where we can make it bigger and broader and expose our coaches to the larger community and get that outside community into thinking, all right, if I need a health coach, this is the place that I'm going to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and what a great tool too, because, you know, meetups are such big things. And when you work from home, you do sometimes get a little bit isolated. Like you can get very much into your own routine and, you know, you may not see a lot of people all the time. I know that that's a struggle for me, but the ability to go out and find coaches in your community and be leaders in the health coaching community in your area, that's such an incredible thing to be able to do and to be able to connect with them. So I am so excited to see what happens with this HCI community. So 3 weeks running so far. How can I join if I am a BHC or a grad from HCI? How do I find you, Katie?
Okay, so what you're going to want to do, and again, we're really focusing on the students that are in Pillar 3 and beyond, only because we don't want to overwhelm our students. We really, you know, the first couple pillars, we want you to dive into the work and dive into connecting with your cohort. So if you're at that place where you're, you know, in Pillar 3 or beyond, what you can do, if you have not received an email, it would have gone out on the 22nd, or maybe you just don't feel like going back through your emails, which I completely understand. you can simply send an email to support@hcicoachcommunity.com and say, get, you know, give your obviously your name and the cohort that you're in and say, I'd love to join the community, and we can get you an invite and get you all set up.
That seems easy enough. So that address again is support@hcicoachcommunity.com. Katie, thank you again for jumping on here and telling us all about this new exciting part of HCI. We are just so grateful for all your work on this and the work that you continue to do to help our HCI community thrive. Thank you. Thank you. And guys, if you are out there and you're like, I want to be part of this, and you have a complete or started Pillar 3?
Just starting Pillar 3.
If you're just starting Pillar 3, this option is available for you now. Just go and send an email to support@hcicoachcommunity.com. Thank you again, Katie, for joining us, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.